time here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring, and the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, this afternoon, I hope they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there?
I am, okay, you can go right ahead. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Well, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, we're going to start with what seems to be, has been a trend actually for a long time. I just wanted to give it special emphasis in this week's World Affairs Brief. The socialist inroads that are made in this country usually start out by saving poor children. More social programs are born through the excuse of saving children than any other legislative tactic combined. Politicians know it's hard for anybody but the most principled legislators to vote against some presumed benefit for children, even if it violates the Constitution. And that's how mandatory health insurance got its foot in the door, state funding health insurance for poor children. That's how subsidized school lunch programs got started, Head Start, kindergarten, and a host of other federal education programs. So this week, it's the driving force to try to pass a portion of the administration's illegal amnesty bill, a foot-in-the-door approach to grant amnesty to illegal alien or minors of 16 years old and younger, plus a few million others, as I'll explain. Bobby Eberle correctly notes that the Senate takes action on the DREAM Act today. In fact, I've just got word that they, in fact, defeated this proposal. It did not go through. It was short of the 60 votes that it takes to pass this, and so fortunately we dodged another bullet. But it's just incredible how these people will not take no for an answer when you get a resounding defeat, as they did for the administration's amnesty bill. They try to get it in through the back door by only for children. This is just a small portion.
Of course, that was that Senator Reid's effort?
Well, it was actually Senator Durbin is the one who introduced it, and Senator Reid used Senate Rule 14 to get it to the top of the list without any hearings, just to put it to a vote, and fortunately it got defeated. But we're not going to see these things go away. You know, the bill purports to grant amnesty to individuals unlawfully in the United States who arrived before the age of 16. Now, notice that you can never tell or prove when one arrived. These are illegal aliens. They don't document when they arrive in this country and at what age. And so virtually, anybody except, the oldest people can claim that they came in before the age of 16. So nobody really knows how many millions. Plus the fact that this bill would allow those, once they're granted immediate amnesty, to bring in all of their other family members. So that multiplies it by many other millions. I mean, this is backdoor amnesty any way you look at it. And, of course, one of the biggest and most egregious portions of this bill was that it's going to make these applicants eligible for in-state tuition, even though they're not residents or were not residents or citizens of the United States. Now, that discriminates, of course, against U.S. citizens who go to a college out of state and have to pay the out-of-state rate. But illegal aliens get to pay the in-state rate.
Well, of course, it should be so obvious to everybody out there that we have a lot of senators who have no loyalty to our country, but they are simply their loyalty. This globalist dream of bringing everybody into America and, of course, a multicultural, multilingual society where you can play one group against the other. So, well, at least we dodged the bullet on that one, but I'm sure it'll be back again, and of course, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here at the Genesis Radio Network.
Your nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If you're like me, then you're probably coming out of a busy holiday season that involved eating a lot of food. But here's an alarming fact. Some of the food that you had days ago can still be sitting inside your body. It can make you feel tired. It can even cause you to look and feel bloated. You need to get rid of it. Here's a free New Year's resolution for you. Try the Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently flushes your digestive system and cleans out your colon and body. What does this mean? It means you stay regular. It means that you get rid of all the stuff that's just sitting inside your system weighing you down. And when your body is clear of these impurities, you absorb more nutrients from the food you eat, and you feel, simply put, incredible. Want to try Aloe Cleanse for free? Call 1-800-890-3525. Just pay a small price for shipping and handling. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess, is Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And Joel's just been talking about this amnesty bill that they tried to get through under the guise of helping children. And he's so right. This is what the liberals do. Who can be against children? Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, in other words, the administration, in other news relative to favoring Mexico, the administration is granting millions of dollars to Mexico as part of the Department of Transportation budget to facilitate the transition of 100 Mexican trucks as a test run on U.S. highways. Now, it's also earmarking an additional, get this, $500 million to Mexico as part of a military assistance program to, quote, fight drugs. Now, that's like giving millions to the Medellin drug cartel. Mexico is complicit with the dark side of the CIA in allowing major drug shipments to enter the United States via, quote, sealed containers. These are certified on the Mexican border, and our drug-sniffing dogs go crazy when they come through the border, but they're not allowed to stop them because they've been pre-certified as drug safe. As Jerome Corsi wrote in WorldNet Daily, a Drug Enforcement Administration report this year confirmed Mexican commercial drivers play a major role in the country's drug cartel traffic into the U.S. The White House included as part of the Iraq supplemental funding request, notice how they tack it onto the Iraq war, an unprecedented $500 million to Mexico and $50 million for Central American countries to combat transnational crime and drug smuggling. And it's just a bailout to these governments. It will never be used to stop the drug cartels because that's part of the system.
And, of course, what we're doing is bankrupting America. We're systematically bankrupting us. We're having to borrow money, in international markets simply to pay our bills. Where is this money going to come from?
course, it's all deficit spending.
Right.
In another story, the Bush administration is asking for another $49 billion for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this brings to a total of the war now, $196 billion, and is projected that the total cost of the war could exceed $1 trillion by the time the Bush, this year's total was $196 billion. And it projected that the total cost of the war would exceed $1 trillion by the time that Bush leaves office. Now, none of this has been spent using taxpayer money. This has all been done by deficit spending, specifically to avoid an unpopular war tax that would quickly bring dumbed down the patriotic Americans to their senses if they had to pay for this war. It would be approximately $5,000 a year per family, and that would be very, very unpopular if that were passed along. That's the real reason, Dr. Stan, for deficit spending.
And I'm sure you're right. That's how we fought the Vietnam War, simply by deficit spending and of course, inflation, the two of them together.
That's right. Well, you know, we have a real interesting lesson learned from the EU summit that just passed last week. The European powers going forth without a legal constitution. As you know, the constitution was rejected by France and the Netherlands. Both France and the Netherlands and the British Prime Minister are trying to make sure that their people don't have another chance to vote on this, on the continuing loss of power and sovereignty to the European Union. As The Economist pointed out, Gordon Brown, attending his first EU summit as Britain's Prime Minister, had earlier announced that the new, quote, reform treaty was a modest piece of housekeeping that merely tweaks the way decisions are taken away or taken after a dozen new members have been absorbed in the past few years. He called it clearly less significant than previous EU milestones, such as the 1992 Maastricht Treaty. That's the one that ushered in the single currency. For Mr. Brown, minimizing its importance helps him with some painful domestic politics caused by his refusal to offer British voters a referendum on the new treaty. Now, the governments of other countries, including France and the Netherlands, have made similar arguments to their people to avoid a fresh referendum. And the Economist says that's to be expected. Avoiding more popular votes was the sole rationale for crafting this new document, which reworks the bulk of the grandly worded Constitution into the form of dull and legalistic treaty. All in all, it has not been Europe's finest hour, but the treaty has probably created something of substance despite its furtive birth. First of all, the treaty will create a European foreign minister in all but name, beefing up its foreign policy job currently held by Marxist Spaniard Javier Solana, who currently glorifies in the European title High Representative for the Common Foreign and Security Policy of the European Union. How's that for a mouthful?
Certainly one of the most powerful and dangerous men in the world.
He really is. Now, as things stand, Mr. Solana wields a lot of political clout as a representative of national governments, but lacks the staff and the funds because of the EU's considerable aid budget and worldwide network of quasi-embassies that is controlled by the bureaucratic arm of the EU. So the new quasi-foreign minister, whose title will continue to be, quote, high representative, he will work for both national governments and the Commission, giving him money, diplomatic corps, and political power. And the new foreign supreme leader will have a rival, however. The Lisbon Treaty last week creates a new post of an EU president. And he will be the standing president of the European Council. He'll have a two-and-a-half-year term renewable once, so a total of 5 years. Now, this will be Mr. Europe, who's going to fill the vacancy in the global diplomatic order, says The Economist. And globalist yes-man Tony Blair is being groomed for this position. So as Henry Kissinger says, when we have a problem with Europe, who shall we call? They will now have Tony Blair to call.
Well, of course, you know, this really shows, really, they don't believe in democracy. They talk about democracy. What they really want is a ruling aristocracy. And when the people don't want to go along with it, why, they simply shove it down their throats. If they do go along with it, fine. But if they object, why, of course, we take away their right to vote. And it should be so obvious to the people of France and the Netherlands and Great Britain what's happening. And yet most of them will say, gee, we're a nation of laws. I guess we just have to go along with the law. You can't fight City Hall. But if you don't fight City Hall is going to destroy you.
Yes. Well, you know, the Times Online took a more hard-line view. It said, we must stand up to the cynical stitch-up. It's the elites of Europe versus the people. No one at this dinner will be asking, why was it intended to, why what was intended to be a free trade zone is steadily granting itself the power to legislate in almost every area of national life. Isn't that interesting? What was originally sold to the people as a free trade zone, which would have been nothing wrong with that, has now steadily grown to legislate every aspect of national life. No one will be expressing concern that a majority of citizens, 16 out of 27 countries, say they want no extension of EU power, but no one's their own politicians are cheapened by it. What's in the treaty? Well, Britain will lose around 50 vetoes in areas including health, energy, and laws for the self-employed. Losing a veto means that you're under their power. Our power to form blocking coalitions with other nations will also be considerably diminished because the thresholds of that blocking will be changed. So proposals that we have been successfully blocking, in other words, it used to take Britain and three other states to block something. Now it's going to take 14 states, which makes it much more difficult to block something. Or, and once again, they're eliminating vetoes. You know, this is what's in store for us in the United Nations. All they have to do is to make the United Nations mandatory is have us vote away our veto power.
Sure.
And all of a sudden we come under them power. One of my favorites is the policy making police give every suspect a piece of A4. That's the European jargon for listing their EU rights, which almost certainly will become law. Nation states, he says, will lose control of policing and judicial matters. It used to be the thought that the ability to define what was a crime and what was not, to police that crime and to determine the appropriate, has in fact crossed all their red lines, that they've all been watered down so that they're no longer meaningful. So the reality of today's Europe is that politicians do not know the consequences of the laws they approve because the European Court of Justice can extend the scope of EU powers in so many ways. And so he says the British cannot evade this by saying that no parliament can bind its successors. We voters cannot throw out EU laws by changing our own parliamentary government. Those who want the new treaty argue that it's just another step in the process of centralization. And I'd say watch and learn, Americans. This is how they set legal traps for the unsuspecting.
And, of course, that's exactly what is going to happen to the United States. As step by step, we lose our sovereignty. Looking at, of course, at the at what's going on in the, you know, in the European Union, one day we will look and say that's like deja vu all over again. That's what brought about the demise of America. But I think the most interesting thing about this is that the major driving force behind the European Union is the United States of America. We've financed it. We've encouraged it. You know, it was David Rockefeller and the others who went over to see Gorbachev to tell him this was coming, and he'd better go along with that. And until people understand that this is just one stepping stone along the way towards the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at Genesis.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Been abusing one of the most sought-after IRS loopholes in order to avoid paying withholding taxes by declaring one's employees, quote, private independent contractors. Now, according to Reuters, Representative Henry Waxman, chairman of the House of Representatives Oversight and Government Reform Committee, said on Monday that documents obtained by his panel suggest that the private security contractor Blackwater USA was engaged in significant tax evasion. Waxman accused Blackwater of failing to withhold and pay millions of dollars in Social Security, Medicare, and unemployment-related taxes. He said the firm sought to conceal its conduct from Congress and law enforcement officials. And Waxman argues correctly that Blackwater cannot treat its personnel in Iraq and Afghanistan as independent contractors and contends they must be treated as employees for IRS purposes. Now, this is very true. The IRS law very clearly states that to be an independent contractor, you simply, you know, there's no hourly time or schedule they have to show up. You simply give them a job and they work at it completely independently. Well, there's no way that Blackwater can say that the detailed, guards on convoys who simply have, can do anything they want and show up anytime they want. So, the larger question is, why hasn't the IRS challenged Blackwater's tax filings before? It smells like the same kind of immunity deal that Enron enjoyed when the IRS looked the other way instead of auditing Enron's 800-plus offshore tax shelters. If you and I had even one offshore tax shelter, we'd be audited, and Enron had 800 and never was touched. Same thing with Blackwater. You can't get away with having thousands of employees and saying they're all independent contractors. It's just incredible. But that's what happens when you have immunity, because you're dealing in the dark side of government.
Well, I think it's fascinating, and of course I'm very, very concerned about the fact that we're really developing really what looks like mercenary armies who are answerable not to our Constitution, not to the American people, but to the people who pay the bill, just like the Hessian soldiers were, at the time of the American Revolution.
Well, there's only one explanation for this. I mean, this was not cheaper to have these contractors at their wages that are essentially 10 times higher than the normal military personnel. These contractors are being developed, in my opinion, to develop over time a cadre of unprincipled people who will do anything for money, who will not care about upholding civil rights of individuals, and they'll be turned on Americans someday when the United States government starts to label those that are critical of government as terrorist suspects or as unpatriotic or worse yet, traitors.
And I think you're absolutely right.
I think
you're absolutely
right. I think that's what concentration camps are being built for. They're not being built for illegal aliens, as the government says. They show no signs of ever rounding up any illegal aliens. So these new camps are being built someday for dissident Americans.
And, of course, the interesting thing is that a lot of these people from Blackwater are from other countries. They're special forces from other nations. They're not all Americans. Maybe the majority are Americans, but a significant minority are not.
Yes, but, you know, they obviously have had trouble filling all the slots, and they have, billions of dollars to work with, so they don't really care who they get as long as they get. But there is a screening process that goes on, is what I have noticed, and the people who do the most egregious acts are the ones that get on the top list, and those are the people that will be hired back after a sanitation period and be tasked with doing very unsavory acts within America someday. I mean, this is not imminent, in my opinion, but when war comes to this country, and those of us that have cried that our government, in fact, brought this war upon us, that they in fact betrayed us, we'll be the ones that are targeted, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid you're absolutely right. In fact, I interviewed a lieutenant general who was actually assistant commandant of CENTCOM the other morning, and, I asked him why we didn't get Osama bin Laden, and his remark was, well, we really didn't go into Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden. It'd be nice if we could have gotten him. We went into Afghanistan to change the government. And what a remark from the man who, was assistant chief of CENTCOM, three-star general. We never went in, of course, to Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden, which is why we didn't try very hard to get him. It would have been nice if we could. We went in there to change the government. Gee, why didn't they ever tell the American people that? Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at Genesis.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're like me, then you're probably coming out of a busy holiday season that involved eating a lot of great food. Imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you cleaned out your body and freshened up your digestive system for the new year. Imagine how incredible it would be if you got rid of all the extra bloat in your belly. Well, now you can, with a free 2-week supply of the Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Cleanse gently and naturally flushes your digestive system and cleans out your colon and body using a natural blend of herbs, probiotics, and fiber. What does this mean? It means you stay regular and get rid of all that stuff that's been weighing you down. And when your body is clear of these impurities, you absorb more nutrients from the foods you eat and you feel, simply put, incredible. You look better too, guaranteed. Want to try Aloe Cleanse for free? Call 1-800-890-3525. It's absolutely free. Just pay a small price for shipping and handling. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and the and World Affairs Brief, and perhaps even subscribe to your weekly commentary.
Dr. Stan, my World Affairs Brief is a weekly news analysis service to subscribers. There is a modest subscription fee, and your listeners can get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief if they'd like to consider subscribing by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget that, they can go to www.worldaffairsbrief.com, and it explains right on the front page of how to do that. There's a synopsis of the current brief there, and there'll be a new one up on Friday when the World Affairs Brief comes out.
All right, very good. Well, let's go right ahead. What's the next item you'd like to talk to?
Well, you know, the administration's rhetoric against Iran is becoming much more shrill. In the harshest speech against Iran given by a top Bush administration official, Vice President Dick Cheney on Sunday warned the Islamic Republic of serious consequences if it did not freeze its nuclear program, and accused it of direct involvement in the killing of Americans. Of course, you know, the Iranian regime, he says, needs to know that if it stays on its present course, the international community is prepared to impose serious consequences. Well, it's not actually the international community, it's the United States that will act unilaterally. He says the United States joins other nations in sending a clear message: we will not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Well, Scott Horton of Harper's had this to say about his speech. He said, is Cheney threatening war against Iran? Yes, that's exactly what he's doing. In the lead up to the war against Iraq, Cheney gave us numerous speeches making clear the intention to resort to arms against Saddam Hussein. He used exactly the same language, including specifically the key phrase, serious consequences, international community. And note the focus on the Quds unit of the Revolutionary Guard. This is an exercise in target practice. As several sources have noted, Cheney is advocating targeting the Quds unit in the first bombing raids. He and his chief of staff, David Addington, have also advocated putting the CUDS unit on the scheduled list of terrorist organizations, presumably because prior congressional organization for the use of military force can be drawn to justify an attack without the need to go back to Congress if it's on the list of terrorist organizations. So I think that was very interesting. He says, I was pulling out all the passages of the speech that constitute the most undisguised saber-rattling. And he says, it shows a man who was disintegrated into a moral sewer. He regales his audience with the need to use torture techniques, which he tells us elsewhere he learned from, quote, our friends in the Middle East, a phrase which I'm told describes the brutal techniques used by the Egyptians. He then proceeds to cite a positively insane op-ed piece by Bernard Lewis, and Horton gave a scathing column about Bernard Lewis, in which he said that the Soviet Union is held up as a wonderful model for the United States. So there you have Dick Cheney, wonderfully summed up. Traditional U.S. values are for sissies, real international strongmen, torture their own citizens like the Egyptians, and bully their neighbors just like the Soviets did. I thought that was just one very strong cogent commentary.
But, of course, Dick Cheney is a member of the Trilateral Commission. I think he speaks for the Trilateral Establishment, which apparently does want to get us into this insane war with Iran, which doesn't make any sense, which would have terrible, terrible consequences and could result really in the destabilizing of most of the countries over there. Certainly, Egypt could fall, Saudi Arabia could fall, there could be a revolution in Pakistan. If there were, we'd have to move in there militarily, and we don't even know what's going to happen with Turkey. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. So why is Dick Cheney so intent upon starting this war? And there's no question he is.
Well, I think it's very clear that the globalist agenda is one to continue to antagonize the world. They're essentially, in my general theory, trying to hand Russia and China an excuse to nuke the United States. And it will happen someday. The Russians and Chinese are clearly planning for this kind of a takedown at some time. I predict after the first half of the next decade, I don't think China will be ready till then. So it's a very serious thing that I'm predicting, but it looks every year like it's coming closer and closer to reality as Russia continues to rearm, and so does China.
And we're actually, of course, helping both of those countries, both, you know, economically and militarily, creating the best enemies that money could buy.
You know, Juan Cole had some other comments on the on this quest for war by the Bush administration. He said, a recent poll shows that the Cheney camp has actually managed to convince the majority of Americans that Iran is trying to get a nuclear bomb and that Iran is actively killing U.S. troops in Iraq. Neither thing is actually in evidence, he says. They're possible, but it hasn't been proven. To my knowledge, the United States has never captured any Iranian with arms. There were 136 foreign detainees the last we knew. There were 24,000 Iraqi detainees and 136 foreign detainees contained no Iranians at all. 45% of them early in the summer, by the way, he said, were Saudis. I think that that proportion has changed, but it's such a small number. In any case, there's no proof of any actual Iranian military activity inside Iraq whatsoever. But most Americans have accepted this story. And yet, he says this is the most disheartening thing for the Cheney war camp. 78% of Americans say they don't want a U.S. attack on Iran, despite the evidence that the Cheney and Bush administration is putting out. So far, all of the rationales that they have trotted out and trumpeted through the media for attacking Iran have not been sufficient to convince the American people that military action is necessary. But sadly, as you know, Americans will see the attack take place anyway, in spite of their objections. Cole also has some interesting comments about Iran's rather irrational president, Ahmadinejad, who seems to be falling into every U.S. Provocation.
In fact, really, there was a very interesting program on PBS last night. You know, it was a front line. And they were commenting, you know, that actually Ahmadinejad had actually worked for the Revolutionary Guard during the revolution, yeah, against the Shah. Well, the Revolutionary Guard was basically the Shah's old secret police. They were basically, you know, CIA-controlled, CIA-trained. And when you see what Ahmadinejad is doing today and the stupid things that he's saying, You have to wonder, is he real or is he perhaps just playing a part?
Well, you know, he's just a ceremonial president. He's a little more than, he's been more active. He has some strong links to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. But, you know, Ahmadinejad, he's not commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He can't order anyone to kill anyone. He can't launch a war. He can't launch missiles. Those powers are all vested in the supreme ruler, Ayatollah al-Khamenei. Ahmadinejad can, you know, cut ribbons, open bridges, and things like that. So the American right's fascination with him, and I mean the neocon right, is entirely misplaced, and it's because he's a quirky character, he has objectionable views, and he's so easy to use to demonize Iran. And that's precisely what he seems to have been selected to do, just as Bush has been selected to antagonize the rest of the world and make the United States a laughingstock. So I think we've got another puppet in Iran that those in real power are doing to increase the likelihood of a war, which, once again, will make Americans into the ugly Americans once again.
Well, I fear that you're right, Joel. I think it's just a matter of time, whether it's going to be sooner or later, but it's going to happen. There's no question, because they've invested too much time and too much effort, and there's too much military power concentrated over there. All we need now is some sort of a provocation. Either the Iranians could be provoked into doing something, or perhaps it even could be a false flag operation, like, of course, the sinking of the Maine, like the Gulf of Tonkin incident, like the taking down of the Lusitania during the First World War. They can always find an excuse to go to war when they want to. The trouble is, so often the people are whipped up into a war frenzy, willing to go off and, as we did, attack Afghanistan under the name of getting Osama bin Laden, when we never intended to get Osama bin Laden, and we've been fighting there for six long, bloody years with no end in sight.
Well, you know, even the issue of replacing Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ali Larijani, you know, has great significance. It's very bad news. In many ways, it's a sign that President Ahmadinejad does have the power to appoint ambassadors the approval of Khamenei, is gradually putting his own people into place. Larijani was a very experienced diplomat, well-liked among his European colleagues, and is being replaced by someone far less experienced who, however, is close to Ahmadinejad. So it's cronyism. You know, I think it's a very bad move on Iran's part and probably worsens their posture in regard to these negotiations over the nuclear program. And that appears, once again, like they're trying to sabotage their own ability to placate the international community by taking out Larijani.
I agree with you totally.
You know, last of all, President Bush's latest exaggeration, he said, President Bush informed the American people that he had told world leaders, if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing Iran from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. So he's actually touting the threat of this, Iran getting a nuclear weapon causing World War III. And, of course, that isn't the truth. Readers who are familiar with my general theory know that globalists are indeed trying to provoke a third world war through Russia and China. The Iran attack is merely one of many of a future series of provocations that will eventually lead to the U.S. being attacked in a huge nuclear retaliation. And so, but it's very interesting that he would throw that out. That's the irony, because it's the globalists that he works for that are in fact trying to provoke a third world war.
It's just exactly the opposite from the truth. That's what's so difficult for the average American to believe, is that the president would say one thing, whereas exactly the opposite is the case.
Yes, it's very hard for the average American to decipher when you're being knowingly lied to, especially when you've got a simple-looking person who's someone who's easy to believe because of the simplicity, at least for the Christians, that he's one of them. And I think it's one of the grandest deceptions we've lived through outside of the false demise of the Soviet Union, is this concept that globalist neocons can snooker conservative Christians into believing that their leaders are one of them.
Well, I think that, of course, it was really the reason is, of course, that they let Bush win, in Ohio and ultimately take the presidency in 2004, and I really don't think he won. I think John Kerry won, certainly the exit polls said that, but I think they wanted George Bush to actually discredit Christianity, to discredit the Republican Party, and give the conservatives, the patriots there, really almost sense a feeling of hopelessness. There's just no place to turn. We certainly can't vote for the Democrats. A third party wouldn't have any chance. We can't stay with the Republicans. I think that they're playing games with our minds, and we mustn't let them succeed.
Well, one of the greatest mind games has always been denigrating the right wing. I just heard a major piece on National Public Radio driving to work today where they were rehearsing how the neo-Nazis are the extreme right wing of Germany. They're not right wing at all. They're left wing. You know, it's a National Socialist Party. Socialism is on the left. It's only a hair's breadth difference in communism, which they'd hardly claim to be on the right. And yet they must have touted that four or five times, how this was the extreme right. Just because, you know, in Europe they've kind of screwed up the whole labeling system because they view anything as collective on the left and nationalistic on the right. Whereas that's a fairly meaningless, categorization. Obviously, it needs to be the left is centralization of government power, and the right is a lack of government power. So anarchy would be on the far right on a correct political scale, and total control and totalitarianism on the left.
But you know,
so
it doesn't.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, it doesn't matter how blatant a lie is, if you say it often enough and frequently enough and you have enough people saying it, the average person will believe. And I remember when I used to believe this sort of garbage, you know, and until, you know, you can begin to think on your own, until you can begin to realize the media is controlled and is intentionally molding our reality. Once people can understand the media is controlled, only then are they going to be able to think. Begin to think independently on their own.
Well, you'll be happy to know, Dr. Stan, that today is the United Nations birthday. And, of course, the establishment wants us to be celebrating. Joe Farah of WorldNet Daily really came down with a great editorial this week decrying any celebration. He says we have to be mourning the continued life of this globalist monstrosity, not celebrating it.
Yeah.
Too many Americans have bought into the lie that only a worldwide body such as the UN can really move us closer to peace. Most of us, those who don't care for the United Nations, don't really consider it to be a threat to their freedom. And he's really nailed it on the head. He said, so Americans continue to host the United Nations. Americans will continue to subsidize it. Americans will continue to determine their own best interest, national security, and sovereignty by allowing this beast to grow or undermine their own best interest, national security, and sovereignty. There's no place in the U.S. for the United Nations. There's just no place for the United Nations in the United States. He says, I wish my fellow Americans had the courage and foresight to stand up against this march toward global political and economic unions that afford the American people no accountability, that recognize no inalienable rights, and that create supranational governments that can eventually lead only to tyranny on a worldwide scale. And this is the first time I've heard Joe Farah also get really deep into conspiracy. He says, let's see where he says that. He says, you know, world government is profoundly un-American. And worse yet, the global conspirators, and there is simply no other way to describe them, are planning to hand over control of our lives and livelihoods to worldwide authorities who would like nothing better than to see America knocked down a notch or two, all in the name of leveling the playing field. They'll use any means necessary to get there, including lying about and hyping crises, both real and imagined, such as global warming, AIDS, and overpopulation. Now, unfortunately, I'm not sure he understands that the war in Iraq and the war in Iran is also part of that provoked crisis, and it will eventually lead to a third world war, which will lock in this global new world order. They can't get there, in my opinion, in the same way that they're getting to the European Union. I think there's just too much resistance within the United States toward these issues of sovereignty. We're not as easy to push over as the European Union is in the previous example that I talked about. But war will certainly do it. When you nuke a country, you simply lay it flat on its back, and Americans are used to having you know, a super sophisticated economy will simply cry out for the leaders to save them, even if it means taking them into a new world order, because our military will be destroyed.
Well, that's, of course, what happened in the First World War and the Second World War. And people don't understand it was the globalists who created those wars, because they believed after the horror and carnage and the devastation of the First World War and then the Second World War, the people would give up their freedom, give up their national sovereignty and go into the world government. It's just the globalists who created the wars of the last century and intend to create the next one. We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having Joel with us here at the Genesis Communication Network. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The following is a typical call for Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse System.
This is Kimberly speaking. How can I help you?
I just heard a radio show with Dr. Lauren Ritter, and he was talking about colon cleansing.
Right. Everyone should consider cleansing their system to remove the buildup of harmful toxins that make us feel sick and tired.
I feel bloated, especially after I eat.
Dr. Ritter has a formula called Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently cleanses your system and removes the harmful materials inside of you.
It's sort of like sweeping the colon clean, huh?
But a lot of people notice a big difference after they use it. They say they feel lighter, more energetic, and they have comfortable bathroom habits again.
How do I get started?
Call now to find out how to get Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-890-3525. It's safe and guaranteed. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time when I really need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and certainly if you have not joined the Radio Liberty family, we hope many of you will give serious consideration, because that's how we're able to keep our network on the air. Now, we do have a number of four-tape sets and other publications dealing with this move towards world government. We have a four-tape set on the globalism, the secret threat. We have a four-tape set on the North American Union, because that's really what this is all about, is to take us into the global government. We are carrying Dr. Jerome Corsi's excellent new book, The Late Great USA, which goes into how the North American Union is simply being used to destroy American sovereignty and then take us into the world government. You must understand, of course, that this is a long-range plan. It's been around for thousands of years. You need, of course, to get the DVDs that we made at our last conference, one with Chris Pinto. It's called The New Atlantis because, of course, America is to become the new Atlantis. The old lost Atlantis will no longer be lost. America is the new Atlantis, and America will lead the world into the one world government and the one world leader, and, of course, the one world religion. And then, of course, we have a wonderful DVD with Constance Cumby, where she outlines her whole experience leading up to her understanding of the New Age movement, which is a Luciferian movement, and there really are people who worship Lucifer out there. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set of the wisdom of Constance Cumby. So these things are available from Radio Liberty. You're not going to get them elsewhere. But certainly we have, of course, my talk on the forbidden secret. The secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years. If you haven't seen the talk and gotten the syllabus, you need to. And then, of course, we have the four-tape or four-CD set. The secret behind the secret, because here you're going to hear what Rhonda Byrne says. Rhonda Byrne's featured on Oprah Winfrey, Larry King, Jim Carrey, Ellen DeGeneres, all certainly examples of moral fortitude. And they will tell you that if you listen to Rhonda Byrne, she will tell you the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years. And she does. She tells you what the secret is, that you can begin to manipulate the universe with your mind through the law of attraction. But, of course, she doesn't tell you this is a Luciferian movement, and that's what our four tape, the secret behind the secret, will tell you. And then, of course, if you've never seen the videos, or DVDs, actually, although they're available in both, they sold their souls for rock and roll. It goes into the music industry and how so many of the most prominent of the performing artists have actually made a deal with the devil. And, of course, they were going to get money and sex and power and notoriety. They were going to be known throughout the world. But, of course, it's a terrible, terrible price. And so many of the people in the music industry have died at a very young age. And, of course, you're going to have to then pay, because, believe me, you don't get anything in this world for nothing. There really is a spiritual battle being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the battle is not imaginary. It's very real. And really, so much of the teaching goes back to Gnosticism and the belief that there are two gods. There's the real God, and then there's the God that those crazy Christians and Jews worship. And when you understand that these people really believe that the Lucifer can give them power, and the trouble is he can. But, of course, are you willing to pay the price? Do you understand that behind everything going on today, behind this whole move towards world government and globalism and the North American Union and the war that we're fighting over in Afghanistan and Iraq today, none of this makes any sense unless you understand the spiritual forces that are controlled, the political parties of our country and the major institutions of our country, and they work through the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, all of which have their origin in the occult. Look at the emblem of the Trilateral Commission. It's three intertwining six. Six, six, six. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be back in just a moment with the next hour.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And for this hour, we're going to have with us Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. And Freedom, this is an organization, it used to be Freedom 21 Santa Cruz, and now it's Freedom Advocates. It's a nationwide organization that is, of course, centered here in Santa Cruz, and its goal is to educate people about this sustainable development, Agenda 21, about this organized, orchestrated movement to take away our freedom. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, you go right ahead and explain to our listeners what is really going on.
Sustainable development is the core of the globalist movement. I mean, we can look at globalism from a number of perspectives. We can look at the political parties and how they're run by organizations like the International Democrat Union, that runs the Republican Party, and the Democrat Leadership Council runs the Democrat Party. And both of these worldwide organizations are committed to the creation of a one-world government. Yeah, that's surprising to many listeners that the Republican Party would belong to an international political organization that calls for the adaptation of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights in substitution for the Americas following the Declaration of Independence. So a Republican Party itself is at the core of creating this new world order. It's tyranny in the making. It is certainly traitorship by the Republicans. But the Democrats have been doing this for a long time. They're led by the Democrat Leadership Council, which is organized and arranged by British folks, including Tony Blair and the Fabians that stand behind, the former chairman of the British Fabian Socialist Society, Tony Blair. So both of our political parties are in on the same game, that is to create a world government in accordance with the principles set out by the United Nations. It's interesting when you look at the Declaration of Human Rights from the UN, Article 29, Section 3 says that all the rights and freedoms are subject to the determination by the United Nations. In other words, by the guys standing behind the black curtain who are calling the shots. There's no concept of unalienable rights. In fact, under the globalist picture, human beings become biological resources that serve the whims of a ruling elite.
I really think that is really what's so vitally important, is to understand that there really is a ruling elite, and they have no compassion at all or concern for the average individual. We are simply just in the way as they develop and make their new world, but they believe there are too many of us, and they actually have talked about the necessity of eliminating literally hundreds of millions, if not billions, of human beings. What sort of people would feel that way? Why, people who have a different worldview. Go right ahead, Mike.
Well, that worldview, you know, I kind of look at it as a ring circulating in the upper echelons of human society. That ring is comprised of these organizations I mentioned earlier that control our political parties. Certainly the United Nations, it's right in the middle of this ring. The World Trade Organization, the World Bank, multinational corporations, the Trilateral Commission, globalist bankers. You know, Americans need to understand our money is made out of thin air by globalist bankers who then loan us the money. We pay them. We've been paying them now for nearly a century. They've accumulated huge amounts of money and have bought up our industries and our media, and now are controlling the way we think. Time to begin to wake up.
Well, of course, that's our job, of course, and Michael's job is to get people to understand what is really going on behind the scenes, behind the curtain. And there is a force that's behind the curtain. Nothing is happening by accident. But until the American people can begin to connect the dots, until somebody will point out how all of this works together, and what's the goal? The New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is Excuse Rich. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Michael Shaw, go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I want to start, we've talked about this before, but I want to give a little overview on the Sustainable Development's 3E program. They like to summarize for their followers and for college students their philosophy as expressed through an emblem. That emblem is three interconnected circles, each representing one of the three E's. Now, those three E's are equity. You might think of it as a system of justice. Economy, which they want to change. And the environment, which is their cover for their shifting of our systems of justice and economics. Let's describe it a little bit further. The equity portion of sustainable development seeks to restructure human nature. Like communism, it relies on a system of social justice that works to abolish private property in order to pursue the common good. The pursuit of a centrally determined common good ultimately, inevitably, requires the force of a police state to suppress individual freedoms. Now, you can go to law schools. I'm a graduate of Santa Clara's law school, and their website now proudly proclaims them as an institution of social justice. Social justice takes people and divides them into groups and doles out justice based upon their membership certain groups. It is the complete abolition of the idea that justice is to be dispensed equally to all people, regardless of their status in society. So it's a grandiose change of the whole foundation of America. Our whole system of justice is being rewritten in accordance with sustainable development objectives and philosophy. something to be worried about. Now, the economic E of sustainable development runs like this. Sustainable development relies on Fabian socialist economics, which, like Italian fascism, relies on businesses that want the protection afforded by government's legalized force, and government that wants the power of business. Today, this is called public-private partnership. Well, back in World War II, when Mussolini was doing the same thing, and before World War II, the world called it fascist economics. Well, ideas do not change. What is changing is the system of economics being deployed here in America. You see evidence of the rise of government-private partnership everywhere. Here in Santa Cruz, you're going to partner with the planning department. You don't build houses. It's that simple. It's very clear. Centra, a corporation out of Spain, is now maneuvering, and with the help of Congress and the help of the governor of the state of Texas, is maneuvering to build a continental highway in the United States. It'll dock in central Mexico, come up across the border in Texas, fan out across America, go into Canada and fan out across the Canada.
You know, this is basically a Spanish corporation. The proceeds, the profit on this will go, of course, to the parent Spanish company. This is not an American corporation, yet they're going to be able to use eminent domain to take people's property away because they want to build a highway. And, of course, the powers that be in Washington, D.C., and certainly in Texas, this small elite of globalists want this global highway because, of course, it will begin to interlock Mexico and the United States and Canada, allow them to flood their slave labor goods into our country, to destroy our Teamsters Union, to destroy our Longshoremen's Union, to destroy our industrial unions, and, of course, eventually enslave our people. So we'll have a two-class society, the very rich and the vast majority of people, the very, very poor.
Well, the easy thing to, once you understand sustainable development, it becomes very easy to see the main effect of their objectives, and that is the elimination of the middle class. It's the middle class that keeps the power class under control. Eliminate the middle class, and you've got people wanting the handout, and those few who are in a position to give it to those who serve their interests. And that's what sustainable development is intending to do. And it is succeeding. It's being fought on the local level. Every community has their visioning plans and their sustainable policies, but they're never linked by the local elected officials to a global movement that's happening all across this country. And from the inputs we're getting from other English-speaking countries, it's happening even faster in a country like Australia. Their water is under total attack by the globalists. You know, here in California, it's certainly under attack. In Santa Cruz, amazingly, just in the last month or two, the farmers in our Pajaro Valley won a very major case that prevents the sustainable water districts that are trying to consolidate and take control over all water and deny the property right to water. We suffered a huge defeat in the courts here recently. And that's a rare win for the good guys.
But I think people have to understand that there were 50 years ago there were plans so there'd always be abundant water. They were going to build a dam, the Zayate Canyon Dam, and it was going to provide adequate water for all the north part of the county and would even help the south part of the county. It would certainly keep up the water tables. But the environmentalists at that time, the radical left didn't want a dam. They wanted the problem. They knew that, if you could create the problem, it blocked the building of the dam, blocked the building of reservoirs, blocked the building of any storage areas. Then we would have water shortages and, of course, saltwater intrusion, and then they could expand their control over the people using this scam of water shortages, which they had created to justify controlling our lives and where we live and how much water we can use. And the average individual doesn't understand. They get their people on the water board. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on study, after study, after study, after study. But they never do anything because they don't want a solution. Go ahead.
Well, and we can see that scenario playing out in many, many fields, from energy to water to manufacturing jobs. The idea is you create the crisis, and then the creator of the crisis steps in with their preconceived solution. The solution is always the adaptation of sustainable development policies. And as we fall for this again and again, the compilation of all the surrenders that we make add up to a total loss of liberty. And once we hit that tipping balance, they always talk about a tipping balance, once we hit that tipping balance, there will be no recovery of freedom. We will live as serfs if we're allowed to live at all.
And people find it so hard to believe that this could really be going on in our community. I remember the bumper stickers all across America, all across the county, you know, preserve the Zyantic humpback slug. You know, endangered Zyantic humpback slug. There was no Zyantic humpback slug. It never existed. But they had a coordinated group here that was pushing this idea of the Zyantic humpback slug, and they even had people writing to the water board, professors at the university, non-existent professors, of course, but threatening to bring federal lawsuits against the water district if they dared to go ahead and disturb the habitat of the Zyantic humpback non-existent slug. And eventually, of course, the water board abandoned the effort to build the Zyantic Dam, and now we have the water shortages, expensive, all sorts of problems, all totally unnecessary. Long-term planning to bring about a rule by crisis.
Well, and for people who worry that, you know, we're losing our water, that there's a water shortage, they need to understand the first principle is this, that water never disappears. It may change its form and location. It certainly can become polluted. But the amount of water never diminishes. It just never diminishes. It increases somewhat through plant growing processes. It decreases somewhat to the extent that human beings are holding water in their bodies. But the net effect of the change in water volume over millennium doesn't change. So why do we have a shortage today? Well, it's either because we suddenly hit a tipping point with population, there's too many people, or we simply are not wisely using our capacity to develop water sources productively.
And all across the country, they're tearing out dams. Why are they tearing out dams? Oh, we've got to be concerned about the fishes, you know, the poor little fishes. That's why we've got to tear out the dams and do away with hydroelectric power. Then we have power shortages, and that's why, of course, then we have floods, and we, of course, we lose the water tables. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's amazing how foolish the people are to go along with them.
Well, the day is going to come, Stan, when people will not be so foolish. The question is, will people still have the power to do anything about their realization? That's why we work so hard to get a basic understanding of what sustainable development policy is, how it is that Republicans like George Bush and the weightlifter,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, they are both big proponents of this. But, you know, I can look at the liberals and find the same kind of commitment to this policy. I mean, from Nancy Pelosi to Barbara Boxer to our local board of supervisors, there's one thing the liberals and the conservatives have in common, and we can see that through their party affiliation organizations, the International Democrat Union for Republicans and the Democrat Leadership Council for the Democrats. They are guided by organizations that are calling for world government. The time has come for us to divorce ourselves from politicians of that ilk.
And unfortunately, you will have ordinarily the support of the local newspaper, which you already have. You know, certainly what happens in a local community represents the attitudes of the people in the local newspaper. And the local newspaper has supported this radicalization of this community. In fact, Santa Cruz was where I live and where Michael lives, has always been an area where they tried out their new programs, introducing them here, and then eventually introducing them all throughout the world. This is a fascinating area to live, isn't it, Michael?
Well, it is. But, you know, I must say as a proud Santa Cruz resident that I look at the counties around us, and I look at Santa Clara and Monterey particularly, and I will proclaim that they are further ahead of implementing sustainable development policy than we in Santa Cruz are. That's because it's been here a long time. We've been able to see it longer. We know what it is.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
But Michael Shaw. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply pointing out how this whole system is being utilized in the name of the third E, the environment. Oh, we've got to give up our freedom to preserve the environment, to preserve the trees. We can't have people cutting down trees on their own property. What a terrible thing. Why it might create some mud in the water or hurt the little fishies in the streams. And what we need, of course, is to block, you know, anybody going into the forest so they become overgrown, so the trees don't grow, and then the fires are much worse because we've blocked any effort to police the forest. But, of course, they don't care if the forests burn. They just want to block any sort of logical implementation and development in our society. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, you make mention of the forest. I was on the Santa Cruz County Resource Conservation District about 10 years ago. before all this stuff became apparent to me. I knew there were problems, but I'd never heard the term sustainable development. We had in the Resource Conservation District is sort of a citizen arm of the Department of Agriculture. We had a federal official from the Department of Agriculture come out to us at one point in the mid-90s, and I just will never forget him saying, the big issue at the time was, oh, the forests need to burn. You know, we need to let the forest burn. We've been suppressing fires so long that we've destroyed some of the ecological process. We need to let the fires burn, was the message, swarming all over the environmental community back at that time. Well, the federal official came out to us and he says, oh, forget about the let it burn policy. He said, we need to make it burn. I think this is an appropriate day to talk about the making of fires burning when we look at Southern California under a flame. The point is the forest stopped being managed so that when fires did start, they couldn't be put out. That's how you chase people out of what sustainable developers deem the wildland regions. The wildland regions cover 50% of the land mass of the United States.
And, of course, what they do is they block the roads. The roads are in there. They've been there for years. So you don't let them be maintained. You don't have to maintain the fire breaks. The fire breaks, fire starts, it spreads and spreads like wildfire. And that's exactly what they want. They block doing what was really logical to prevent these massive forest fires, because that's exactly what they want, but then they can't tell the people. And then, of course, right now they're talking about maybe we shouldn't even let those people rebuild their houses there. After all, these are potential fire areas, Santa Ana winds. Maybe we should block them from rebuilding. And there's a talk about it. I hope and pray that doesn't come to pass, but this is really what they want, because they want to get people out of the wooded areas where they want to live. They want to get them, as Michael says, into areas where they can control them and watch them, into sustainable communities. They're not imaginary. They're real. They're building them in Santa Clara. You can see them, where, of course, the stores are on the first floor, the businesses on the second, and then the people live up above there. That way you don't need a big gas-guzzling car. You can have a little bicycle like the people inside them. And that's just exactly what they want us to live.
I think it's important that people understand that the goal of sustainable development, if I lay out the goals, there are three broad categories. The first is an attack on private property, and I'll spend some time on that before the show is over. The second is an educational transformation. Make the youth prepared to become global citizens. Well, we wonder why it is that 19-year-olds don't know the principles of liberty. They don't know the real history of the United States. They don't know the meaning of individual liberty. But they sure know about the environmental crisis. And they sure know that social justice sounds like a good thing. And they sure have begun to hear about how it is that public-private partnership is the economic methodology for America's future. Without any understanding or exposure to what's being surrendered. And of course, what's really being surrendered is their future, as they grow up believing in concepts that are setting the stage for Americans' submission to globalist sustainable development policies.
And of course, that's because they don't understand the Constitution. They don't know what freedom is. They don't understand that the federal government is violating the law at every turn. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. And tyranny and total government are synonymous. The elite want total government because they're going to control it. And they're, of course, manipulating these poor young kids into believing about this environmental crisis. And they certainly never tell them what freedom is all about. And these young idealistic people, of course, will be used as cannon fodder as we move away from freedom towards fascism and feudal control over every aspect of our lives. And they're using the environment, this so-called crisis in the environment, to implement sustainable development, to implement Agenda 21 visioning programs. These ideas of all across America, every community has them. They call them different names, but they're all the same thing, control of the individual.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael was talking about private property, which is the very essence of what freedom is about. In fact, if you read the writings of John Locke in the 1600s, you will never see, of course, the words life and liberty without property. And when you read the Constitution, you will never see the words of life and liberty without mentioning that private property or property rights are the very essence of freedom. Now, before we go on, though, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Freedom Advocates, how they can get your excellent pamphlet on sustainable development and learn more about this program. It's not an imaginary program. We're moving towards a fascist society, and the average American has no knowledge of this because of the degree of control that today exists over what the American people read, what they hear, what they see on television, and ultimately what they believe. How can people get in touch with your organization and get the truth?
Well, our phone number is 831-684-2232. You can find out what we do.
One more time, twice, give the number.
831-684-2232.
All right, fine, go ahead.
And our website is where you really get the information. That's freedomadvocates.org. We've got a store there. It's in a state of upgrade right now, but you can go in there and you can find a lot of tools that will help you and or your friends and neighbors understand what sustainable development is. You see, the saving from sustainable development policy is not going to come from Washington, D.C. And it's not going to come from Sacramento. It's got to come from your community. It's got to come from your neighborhood. It's got to come from you. Because there ain't nobody else that's going to do it.
And, of course, a lot of the things, Michael is going to be one of our speakers at the Radio Liberty Conference. It's going to be held this Sunday at the Seascape the golf course and conference center, and he's going to have a lot of the material there. He's going to have a couple of tables, so you'll have a chance to see a lot of the items that they have, and we hope you're going to be there and of course, pick up the items. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the ideals of private property protect the freedom to think and the freedom to express, because the ideals of private property require a culture's adherence to the principles that guarantee to each of us a freedom of action, limited by the respect for the property of another. A spontaneous order results from voluntary trade, and that causes a mutual benefit to the traders and societal gains. You know, when I contract with a home builder to build my home, I gain, the builder gains. I would like to think my neighbors gain. The tax funds of the county gain. There's no loss. But under sustainable development, we do not get the concept of voluntary trade and productive effort, because private property is shifted. Under sustainable development, you've got to be a partner of government, have property, and then your rights are only are limited to whatever it is the government gives you as a right, and they reserve the right to withdraw the rights that they dole out.
And of course, lots of people have a property, but they're not allowed to build on it. If they are allowed to build on it, they've got to build it exactly as the government tells them to. And the bureaucrats are there, just as in any fascist or Nazi or communist society, and they're going to direct what you do with your private property, if they let you do anything with your private property. You have a forest on there, you can't cut down the trees. I mean, you have certainly things growing on your property. Well, if it's not what they want, they will take away your right to do with your property what they want to. They will even certainly decide that they're going to take your property and give it to some developer under the so-called Kelo decision of eminent domain. Well, of course, we think that somebody else could do better things with your property, and we're going to take it away from you in the name, of course, of the public good, because we in the bureaucracy speak for the public, don't we?
Well, that's what they're going to try to tell you. But the essence of private property lies in an owner's determination of use. Private property is not a thing. It is the relationship between a person and something. The essence of the relationship is the owner's determination of the property's use. So, to be who you are, to own your own self, and the product of your energy, and to impose possess the authority and responsibility over your actions, well, those are the foundations for your pursuit of happiness. And when your private property is taken from you, you can't be who you are. You don't own the product of your own energy. And you don't possess the authority and responsibility over your actions because it's been taken from you. Private property is a relationship that's been taken from you, and the expression of your being gets swallowed up. You become a cog in the New World Order system. You become a biological resource that either does or does not have use to the system. The Sustainable Development Guiding Documents came out of a UN conference in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. The prime document is the Agenda 21 document. We have our own Agenda 21 document here in Santa Cruz County. My name even appears in it. It's a pretty darn direct reflection of what the UN directed the local communities to do. But at that same conference came the UN's Biodiversity Assessment Report, a 1,300-page document. And that document calls for the reduction of human population to 1 billion if we live in an industrialized world. That's an 80% reduction in the number of living human beings. 86%. Now, if we're going to live in a peasant society, they say, our population would not have to decrease by very much. But when they mean a peasant situation, they mean that the average lifespan is 30, 35 years, and that we're all living out in some primitive dynamic.
Where can people actually document this? Because it sounds so incredible, Michael. I know it's true, but for the person out there in the audience, that couldn't be true. Is this written out any place?
Well, it is. In the 1,300-page biodiversity assessment report, which is we have our copy for research, you can get a copy from the United Nations.
That the Global Biodiversity Assessment, published by Cambridge University Press, came out of the Second Earth Summit, and we do have that summarized in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. You need to read what these people are saying. These people have a different worldview. They have no human compassion. They have no concern for human life. And we are simply human resources to be used by the elite for their entertainment and fun.
It's a serious matter, Dr. Stan.
And if you're some of these are the most powerful people in the world, people like Al Gore was one of the founders of this whole movement, and that's, of course, for global warming, and the global warming scam is all about. The trouble is there's so many good people who honestly believe that, not that there isn't a global warming, because it really is real. It started in 1600, long before there was any increase in CO2 in the atmosphere. And today, the total CO2 in the atmosphere is about 388 parts per million, or 0.038%. And yet, of course, we're supposed to believe that 0.038% of CO2, up from 0.028%, is responsible for the terrible melting of the polar ice caps. But they don't tell you the polar ice caps are melting on Mars as well. Why are the polar ice caps melting on Mars? Well, of course, it's all those Marsmobiles that they're driving. Everybody knows that. And, of course, it has nothing to do with automobiles. It has everything to do with the sun and the change of the sun. Go right ahead, Michael. Michael.
I've heard you say that before, Dr. Stan. It's certainly right. I just add this one little piece of information. I'm not a scientific mind, but... In watching the global warming swindle and in watching Dr. Michael Kaufman's new video on global warming, both of them make the point that if you take the charts that Al Gore marches in front of him, in his movie, The Inconvenient Truth, if you take those two charts, one of which measures temperature, the other of which measures CO2 levels, and you superimpose them over the last 1,000 years, you find that warming happens and CO2 levels increase as a reaction to warming levels. So it's the third grade analysis of cause and effect. The whole basis of scientific exploration seems to be turned on its head by the Gore types and the globalist machinery, because it serves their interest. And Dr. Stan, you said that Al Gore was one of the originators of this. I'll agree and disagree with that. I look at people like George Bush, who's at least a third-generation globalist, and Al Gore, who's at least a second-generation globalist.
Okay. Go right ahead.
And say that these fellows are just silver spoons who've been slipped what they think is a sweet Mickey to pass off onto everybody else. While Al Gore lives in his 10,000-square-foot house and runs his airplanes and his cars at 100 miles an hour, at least his children do, we begin to understand that this is simply a game to separate human beings, a small, narrow, super class, and the rest of us.
Amen to that, that's for sure. And Al Gore is part of the ruling elite. He was actually there on the good ship Britannia in 1991 when they laid out this whole plan, along with Prince Charles and the financial and banking and industrial leaders of the world, on how they were, of course, going to scam the people with this whole idea of sustainable development. And it was out of that that came the meeting in 1992 at the Second Earth Summit, and then came the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which was a continuation of what, of course, Prince Charles and the elite, the royalty of the world, had decided we were going to do to the common folks.
Now, people need to understand, it didn't begin in 1991 or 1992. This is just when the big leaf of sustainable development began its exposure. I mean, you can easily trace this stuff back to, at high levels, to the days of Woodrow Wilson and perhaps even earlier. But what sustainable development's entree in 1992 reflects is this. One of the early movers in the globalist movement was the author-playwright George Bernard Shaw. And Bernard Shaw, working in his political circles, said, back at the early part of the 20th century, he said, "We will crawl like a turtle for as long as it takes, but the day will come when we have to flash into the open and get to the other side without being knocked down." I contend that this is the time when the evil force is running bare naked in the open in a race to get to the other side before they're exposed. So we can't put our heads in the sand, I don't believe, much longer without paying an irretrievable price that comes with the advance of sustainable policy. That's why it's important for everybody to understand the nature of sustainable development, how it exists in your community. Rally your community. They're coming global to local. We need to fight from local to national to assure the survival of mankind's greatest achievement. And that is the Declaration of Independence. Not as all the teachers are telling our children, that we live in an interdependent world and that we must surrender the idea of national sovereignty. When America surrenders its national sovereignty, and it may have already done so by virtue of its trade policy, but when it's finalized, freedom will be ended for a very long time. Human population will be managed and controlled, not just in terms of our numbers, but in terms of all of our actions. The prospects of human life that I thought existed as a young man will have dissipated.
Well, they did exist when you were a young man. The other side did not have the power that they have now. They didn't have the absolute power. They did not have this everything in place for the implementation of a police state. They hadn't corrupted our economy. They hadn't corrupted the morals of our people. Americans really did believe in these ideas of freedom, and that freedom is worthwhile fighting for. But then, of course, by sending us overseas to fight and no-win wars and killing the brave and leaving the cowardly behind, why, pretty soon you begin to change the demographics of a society, and you send them to fight in no-win wars, whether that would be Korea or Vietnam or Afghanistan or Iraq, wars that you never go into to win. You just go to fight wars and to kill off the brave and leave the indolent behind.
What's happening? Today our politicians and insiders are transforming America. Our country is being changed from a nation rooted in private property to one based on a different system of economics. That system is public-private partnership. I was going to talk about some illustrations that demonstrate that, but I'll just recite them since our time is getting short. The first that I point to is eminent domain. We've lost the federal protection of the unalienable right to use and enjoy private property. This happened by virtue of the Supreme Court's decision in the Kelo versus City of New London case in 2005. Now the government can take anybody's property, give it to their friends, and ignore the public use requirement of the Fifth Amendment. Our prohibition against limited application of government's eminent domain power has just been ripped apart. They can now do whatever they want.
And of course they're doing that in Texas now. And for a private Spanish corporation, they're using eminent domain to get the land for the Trans-Texas Highway.
And I didn't finish this comment earlier in the show, but most of these highways are already built and paid for with tax dollars. Now it's going to transfer to a Spanish corporation highways all across the United States, and they will charge a toll for already paid for through tax road use. Now, if that doesn't strike every American as bizarre, I don't think anything will.
But most of what's going on today doesn't make sense. An awful lot of people hear something like this and they say, it can't be true. I will not believe it's true. I mean, America is never going to change, red, white, and blue. And the trouble is, I believe in America. It is just that the people who have taken over control of both of our political parties have a different worldview. And they don't believe in America. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in limiting the power of the federal government. They want all power to be drawn either to the state or to the national level. And then, of course, little by little, why locally our freedom is taken away.
Well, the sustainable developers go past playing with the eminent domain provisions of our Constitution. They have what they call action plans. And if you understand their action plans, you get a big picture of their attack on private property. If you look at the maps done by Dr. Kaufman, obtained from records and information made in connection with this biodiversity treaty proposal, he went to the United Nations and was able to smuggle out, with the work of some other folks, the maps that showed the ultimate sustainable plan. And if you look at the United States, over half of it's a red zone. Red zone means it's wildlands. It means that people can't go in there, that no resources can be extracted. And so when we see the roads being cut off, we know that is in the effort to establish the Wildlands Project. All people are to be moved into smart growth centers. These are high stack 'em and pack 'em downtown centers. It's going to be where the animals roam free and the people are caged in those smart growth communities.
As incredible as it seems, when you hear, well, we're going to strengthen the situation in the national park. We're going to close down all the old roads, you know. After all, we don't own roads that aren't safe, so we'll simply close them, and we'll do away with the fire breaks, and then when the fires come, and no way to get in, no way to stop the fires, aw, shucks. Well, I guess we made another mistake. No, they don't make mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And all those little animals and the deer, and they're all become frisky critters. They don't care. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
And to all the listening audience, possibly.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. That was Michael Shore. I hope you enjoyed it. And Michael will be one of our speakers there on this coming Sunday at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Now, to really understand what's going on, we have a great syllabus, and it has really has the World Bank Water Policy, the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, material on population control. It tells you about the Georgia Guidestones, the occult center there in Elberton, Georgia, where the Great Stone Monument is built, that calls for the destruction of over 90% of the world population. And, of course, they have their naked parties, their satanic meetings there. Even the UFOs gather there at the... And you've never heard of the Georgia Guidestones. Well, it's all there in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, and we suggest you get that along with the Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government video, which is available. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on sustainable development. We carry Dr. Michael Kaufman's excellent DVD on global warming, and you have to understand that this is a scam. We carry two books. Certainly, we carry one book entitled The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming, and the other is The Unstoppable Global Warming, pointing out that this has happened time and again through the centuries, back through the millennia, why warming and cooling go in cycles. But in fact, I mean, the same people who are telling to you today about the danger of global warming 30 years ago were telling about the danger of global cooling. They always have to have a crisis to justify ever more control of your lives. And you go back and you can read about global cooling. Go on the Internet, you'll find out that, you know, back 30 years ago, they were, oh my goodness, we're all going to freeze to death. The new ice age is coming. And that many of the same people who were touting global warming today were touting global cooling then. And then, of course, we have two great four-tape sets on global warming. And so this information is all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the Sustainable Development Syllabus and the DVD, pardon me, and the a video, and, of course, the four-tape set. And then, of course, the DVD on global warming, the four-tape sets on global warming, and the two books. One is called Unstoppable Global Warming, and the other is called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. If you don't believe the media is controlled, read the newspapers, read the magazines, watch ABC, CBS, and NBC, and they're all telling you about global warming. And yet I attend meetings with eminent Nobel Prize-winning scientists who will tell you it's all a scam. And, of course, Dr. Arthur Robinson, you can Google his name in. Art Robinson has sent out, you know, questionnaires to tens of thousands of scientists and 17,000 scientists who understand the weather cycles have said there's no evidence that man's activity has created global warming. Yes, we're in a warming cycle. It's been around for 400 years. And just as we had Greenland being green 1,000 years ago, and it was green because, of course, it was warm and because people grew grapes in Greenland 1,000 years ago, and then the global cooling started about 1100 or 1200, and it cooled until 1600, and now it's begun to warm up again. And we'll go have these cycles as long as the Earth exists. But, of course, Al Gore and the wicked men, the wealthy elite, of course, want to use this global warming and convince you, of course, that, oh, my goodness, we've got to give all power to government. We're going to have to destroy the industrial capacity of the United States to combat global warming. Of course, the Kyoto Protocol, the Kyoto Treaty, does not affect China, which is the largest polluter in the world. So it has nothing to do with pollution. It has to do with destroying the way of life in America and impoverishing our people. And, of course, it goes along with all the other things that we talk about that are taking place here today. There really are people who hate America. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you have not seen my talk on, it's on DVD, The Forbidden Secret, that's The Forbidden Secret. And then our four-tape sets on the supernatural and the secret behind the secret. The information's there. We just want you to get it and help us get it out.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 1.